Tell me about the meeting, I guess. What have you learned?
Well, we talked last night. We had a nice crowd come in, and we just gave a little presentation about our work that we've been doing with ArtSpace, the Nonprofit Development Corporation in Minnesota. We kind of walked through the steps that we have taken to in this planning and feasibility stage of this process about where we're headed and what the next steps are. And we had some concept drawings that we showed everyone that of what the site we're hoping to we're hoping to be able to acquire the old Spurgeon's building and on South Main. It's a great space. It's got a nice, about a 6,000 square foot first floor with about a almost 4,000 square foot mezzanine. And what we're hoping to do is to take the mezzanine area and make those into separate studio spaces for artists to work out of, and they would be open somewhat so that, you know, people could see them working, go up and talk to them and interact and engage. And then on the first main floor, have that dedicated as a gallery space where those artists could display and sell their works. And also we're hoping to incorporate maybe a coffee kiosk and perhaps a small kiosk for maybe art supplies or something else that that would bring a little retail into that space and also give people a reason to linger.
And the Spurgeon's building, is that that's right near the Art Center then, isn't it?
It's not far. We're right on the square, and the Spurgeon's building is two blocks down south on Main Street. It's a great building. It was built in 1940, I believe, actually, as a JCPenney facility. And so it's kind of just coming right out of that Art Deco period and fits really nicely into kind of the new contemporary, you know, feel that we want to give to it.
Who owns that building right now?
It's privately owned. So we're, you know, what we're doing now is you know, we're going to start hoping that we can find someone who wants to purchase the building and finance some of the renovations, and some of that would be done with sweat equity, you know, with the artists. What we're working on, we've been putting together a pro forma business plan with the help of ArtSpace as well, and so one of the hopes is that the artists themselves, who would be in renting the space in exchange for a low-cost rental studio, is, you know, they would have some sweat equity that they would help put into it, as well as committing to a certain amount of time each month to be active at the facility so that, you know, people will come in and see them actually working. So we're actually really excited. It was a great time. Everybody asked really great questions. There's a lot of excitement. And I think that this opportunity, you know, our forefathers here left us a great legacy of all these gorgeous buildings. And we're going to fill them up and revitalize. And using the arts is a really great economic driver and an incubator for bringing in, you know, new retail and restaurants, and, you know, give people a reason to come in off of the byways and come in and have a cup of coffee and look at some art, talk to some people and stop and have some lunch. And, you know, I think other communities who have done this have been able to really change the dynamics of their downtowns. And I have every reason to believe that we won't be the exception. We'll be able to move forward at a good pace.
And you said you're looking for someone now to purchase that building. I take it the city would not purchase it.
Well, we're talking about that. We have, you know, several options. That is one of the options. And so, but that's what we were doing first with the art space people is looking at several of the different structures that we have downtown and trying to decide what would be the best fit for our community in terms of what, you know, what we can do and be successful. We have some great, great facilities here. And we had talked about perhaps having a live-work situation where we could have loft apartments and studio space. But right now, kind of Paul Skidema from the city that I've been working with, we both felt, and I think that the art space people concurred, that we want to have a successful venture, and we want to have it as soon as possible. And so taking on something that we feel confident that we can pull together and bring forth in a timely fashion will really be helpful to us. And there are different uses. Each building kind of almost spoke to you when you walked into it about what, you know, the possibilities could be. And this particular building for us seemed to be the best fit for right now.
It spoke loudest, huh?
It did. It's really a great space. I mean, you walk in and you just kind of go, wow, I can see this. And so, you know, all of the I's and haven't been dotted or the T's crossed yet, but we're working on that. And this is just the very beginning phase of it. And so I have no doubt that people were very excited. And, you know, once things like this happen, property values start going up and all sorts of other things, good things come out of it. And so there's a lot of excitement right now.
Was the upstairs of the Buchanan Center considered at all for this?
Yes, it was. We looked at that first, actually, because I wanted them to, you know, kind of see that space and have that in their minds as we were walking around looking at other things, you know, to determine if, you know, we don't want to be redundant. And really the space that we have at the Buchanan Center, which is great, is really better suited, I think, and so did they. I think they concurred for more of an assembly space, and we could have our classes and things up there, and we could have yoga classes and readings from, you know, lectures and film series and those sorts of things. Our children's theater and our drama classes could take place up there. So that really kind of seemed to be a better fit for that space. And what we're hoping to do with what we're calling the South Main Street Art Center is to have a space where local and regional artists can rent a studio space and sell their works and have those works on display and have, you know, shared equipment, shared ideas. I mean, once you get a bunch of creative people in a room, it really can expand quickly in terms of, you know, their energy and their directions when they kind of start talking to each other. And so I think some really exciting things can come from that. And we at the Buchanan Center have exhibitions that have some local, some regional, and some national content. And that's the niche that we feel. And so this would be a complementary facility, but not we wouldn't be doing exactly the same things.
All right. And is that an official name for it then?
Well, it's kind of a working name that we've had when we put our concept drawing together for the exterior, that's the sign we put on it. We thought maybe using Art Center in it would kind of help brand a little bit. You know, we have the Buchanan Center for the Arts and then the South Main Street Arts Center. And so we're not sure exactly if that's going to stay that way. I mean, there's lots of things I would like to do. I was thinking, you know, we could have a contest to have someone come up with a logo. You know, there's a lot of things we can do. I mean, all of that is open to suggestion, I guess. Paul and I were working on this together, and so once it broadens out into more of the public sector and get participation from them, somebody might come up and say, you know, what it should be called is this, and it'll go, oh my gosh, that's perfect, you're right. So nothing is written in stone yet.
All right. And you said you heard a lot of good questions. Is there one particular question that seems to come up quite a bit regarding this project?
Well, no, I mean, people were just wanting to know, you know, when is it going to happen? What can they do to help? One woman said, you know, I would love to live downtown. And those are the kinds of comments and things that we want to hear, because that's what is going to help us bring these all to fruition, is to get people excited about being downtown and wanting to be there. And so I don't know that the questions were thoughtful. I frankly can't tell you right now off the top of my head what one of them was. The only one that comes to my mind when you said that is the funny one. One woman said, am I going to live to see this? And I just laughed and said, well, you're not planning on dying soon, are you? And so we just kind of laughed because, you know, I have every intention of getting this pushed along and getting this to happen much sooner than later.
Okay. Any idea when this thing, this art center might open?
Well, I would like to say by 2013.
Sometime next year?
Mm-hmm.
It all starts with someone acquiring that building.
It does. It does. And there's some options out there. I'm not, you know, sometimes you have to play things close to your vest, and sometimes you can just say it. But there are options and things in the works, and so, you know, I'm very optimistic.